Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Bet at the very top of the Amud, about to begin our study of the final parak of Masechet Pesachim, known as Erev Pesachim or Arvei Pesachim. And as mentioned several times earlier, this really fits with the first three parakim of the Masechet, or perhaps the first four, and parakim 5 through 9, which we just completed, of course, are the other Masechet Pesachim, which deals with the Korban HaPesach. Arvei Pesachim samuch lemincha lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. So on Erev Pesach, close to mincha time, a person should not eat until it gets dark. We have to see what that's about, why a person shouldn't eat, which mincha we're talking about, what you're not allowed to eat. Afilu anishu b'Yisrael lo yochal ad she'yaseiv. Even a poor person may not eat until he reclines. Haseba, which really comes from the word lesovev, refers to the way that fancy meals were eaten in the times of the Mishnah. A Greco-Roman feast was eaten, and even in the Tanakh, a feast was eaten with people sitting around in a circle reclining. So a person has to recline, even a poor person. Everybody, including the poorest man, must be given 4 cups of wine, even if he's collecting from the soup kitchen. That's what he must be given. Okay, my yiryah arvei pesachim. Why does the Mishnah single out arvei pesachim? Afilu arvei shabbatot v'yamim tovim nami. It's true about erev Shabbat and Yom Tov also, that you're not allowed to eat before the holiday, until it's dark and time to eat the holiday meal. And the idea seems to be simply that you want to have a good appetite for the holiday meal. Netanya. Lo yochal adam arvei shabbatot v'yamim tovim minamincha ulamala. From mincha on, you may not eat. Kadesh yikanes to Shabbat, shuta ava, or shuta ev. You should enter Shabbat and Yom Tov hungry. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hochel v'holech ad shtechshach. You, there's no prohibition. You could eat and drink all the way up until dark. So we have to see how Rabbi Yossi's opinion figures in. But Rabbi Yehuda's opinion would certainly seem to make our Mishnah superfluous. Amarav huna lo tzricha el Rabbi Yossi. So his answer is that our Mishnah is coming to tell us that even Rabbi Yossi, who allows eating on a regular Erev Shabbat and Erev Yom Tov, disallows it Erev Pesach. De'amar chavalech techshach hanimili b'arvei shvatov yom tovim aval be'erev ha'pesach mishum dechiyuv de'matzah. So now we find out that it is because of the obligation to eat matzah, and that is a special obligation. We want you to eat matzah, as the Rashbam says, l'te avon, really with an appetite. Therefore, modeh, he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that you may not eat in the afternoon. That's answer number one. Rav Papa Amar, he has a different answer. Afilu tem Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda would need to state our Mishnah. Hatam Rabbi Shabbat Tov Yom Tovim on a regular Erev Shabbat and Yom Tov min HaMincha Ulamala. It's only Mincha and on who the Asir. So let's call Mincha right now, 3:30 in the afternoon on a 66th day, what we call 9.5 hours. So from 3:30 on, Samuch l'mincha shari, but let's say at 3 o'clock, it's okay to eat. Ave erva Pesach, but erva Pesach, afilu samuch l'mincha, even before the mincha time, nami asur. So he says that even Rabbi Yehuda would sign on to our Mishnah as an extension earlier of the Isur on regular Erev Shabbat and Yom Tov. Erev Shabbat samuch l'mincha shari? Really? Are you allowed to eat on Erev Shabbat before Mincha? That's the implication of Papa's answer. 9 hours and up means before Mincha time. Which means that Rabbi Yossi, who says you can eat till dark, nothing different. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you may not eat in the afternoon, actually starts that time samuch l'mincha, not min ha-mincha l'mala. So Papa's answer kind of takes a beating. He says, who says that that braita is accurate? Maybe that second braita is mistaken, and 9 hours is incorrect, and it should be 9.5 hours. And our Papa's answer stands. So one of the teachers said to Marzutra, I came to his shiur. He got up and taught it the way we just heard it, 9 hours and on, and Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami accepted it as a proper version. So, Yachikasha, then if that's the case, we have a contradiction between the Breitot. Is it from 9.5 hours or 9 hours? Meaning, from Mincha time and on or from before Mincha? El Michvarta Karavuna. We have to go back to Ravuna's answer and say that really, Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it from before Mincha. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda treats Erev Pesach like any other Erev Shabbat and Yom Tov, and our Mishnah is there to teach us Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that here he agrees. Rav Huna minecha, but according to Rav Huna, it also doesn't work well. V'ham Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tem Rabbi Yavahu Amar Rabbi Yossi Rab Chanina. So this goes back to second generation Amorim in Eretz Yisrael. Halachak Rabbi Yehuda be'erva Pesach, halachak Rabbi Yossi be'erva Shabbat. That in this dispute about being allowed to eat up until the last minute, we rule like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Erev Pesach, and we rule like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Erev Shabbat, which implies, it sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are divided in both cases, disagree in both cases, and Rabbi Yossi maintains that even Erev Pesach you could eat to the last minute, and we rule against that. Well, halacha michlal de pligi b'afsaka. No. Actually, they do disagree about hafsaka, meaning if you are eating, how you have to stop. But not whether or not you're allowed to eat. That, they all agree that l'chatchila, you should not start eating in the afternoon on Erev HaPesach. Titanya. Mafsikin l'shabbatot v'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's Shabbat and you're eating, then you got to stop before Shabbat starts. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein mafsikin. You don't have to. U'masov b'shem Gamliel v'Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps, and Rabbi Yossi shoyim yisun bin ba'ako. They were in Akko, which is Rabbi Yossi's town, sort of. V'kidei shaleihem hayom, and they were eating, and it became Shabbat. Amar lo b'shem Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, he said, the Rebbe Ritzoncha nafsik v'nechus to divrei Yehuda chavireinu. So he said, should we stop and say Berkat HaMazon, and then start a new meal with Kiddush, and take into account Yehuda, our colleague, who likely isn't there. He said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you normally prefer my words of Rabbi Yehuda. And here you're favoring Rabbi Yehuda in front of me? You're in my own house and you're favoring my rival? Amarlo, taking the pasuk from Esther, Amarlo imkein lo nafsik, shemi yura talmidimik bu'alachal adorot. So then Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you're right. I guess that's the case. We should not be machmir because the Talmidim will see this and will mistakenly think that's the halacha. But rather, we should continue eating so that they don't establish the wrong halacha. He says, and they remain there. And before getting up, they establish that the halacha is karbiosi, that you, if you are eating, you do not stop when it becomes Shabbat, but rather the solution that we're going to come up to in a moment right here. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Ein halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi Yossi. We actually do not rule like either one of them. We don't stop and say Berkat HaMazon. We also don't just eat straight through. Ela pores mapal mekadesh. We cover the food, we say Kiddush, and then we continue our meal. Meaning, in the middle of a meal, you don't say Berkat HaMazon, you don't end the meal, you just interrupt the meal by covering the food, say Kiddush, uncover the food, and continue eating. Eini v'amar av tachlifa bar av dimi yamar Shmuel, k'shemish mafsikin l'kiddush, kach mafsikin l'havdala. So Shmuel said, and we're going to deal with this in a few daf more in detail, just as we stop for Kiddush, we stop for havdala, which we think means, if you're eating, it's time for Kiddush, you stop, say Berkat HaMazon, then make Kiddush continue, and the same thing on Saturday night. So my mafsikin, lav l'kirat shulchan, doesn't it mean you take all the food away? And stop the meal and say Berkat HaMazon. Lo, l'mapa, mafsikin just means that you take a break, cover up the food, and say Berkat HaMazon, and say Kiddush. Rav Huna Iko, so that resolves our problem. Rav Huna Iko Averish Kaluta. He came to Rishkaluta. Aitu Taka Kame. They brought a tray in front of him with the food. He was leaning, reclining. They brought his little table. Paras Mapal Mikidesh. He covered up the food, said Kiddush. So here we see an example of Pares Mapa. Tanya Mihachi. Shavin she'ein mevi'in et ha'shochan elim ken kidesh. That, ein mevi'in et ha'shochan elim ken kidesh, you do not bring the table out with food until they said kiddush. Ve'im mevi poros mamam b'kadesh. But if they did bring it out, you cover it up, much as is our custom. If the bread's on the table, we cover it up and say kiddush. Tani chara shavin she'ein matchilin, v'tani idach shavin she'matchilin. So we have one version that says Shavin, and we presume that this is Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't start a meal. We have another version that says that they agree that you do start. Where do they agree that you're not allowed to Mishkachal Erev Pesach? According to the way Rav Huna said, that means that we're referring to Erev Pesach, where Rabbi Yosef agreed with Rabbi Yehuda that you may not start eating. When is it that they would agree that you do start? Emat, inem erev Shabbat, it can't be erev Shabbat because Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat. So Lokasha Khan Kodam Tisha Khan Lachar Tisha. I mean, Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda agree that on an Erev Shabbat, you could eat before the 9th hour, meaning in the early afternoon. Then you could start a meal, and you could continue that meal, and if that meal went all the way till dark, then we have Pores Mapal Mekadesh. And Shavin She'en Matchilin would then be that they agree that on Erev HaPesach, we do not start a meal. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast, the discussion of the status of Kiddush in Beit Knesset, why it's said and for whom and how it works. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.